Congressman Mike Rogers. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line. Congressman, how are you?
Tony, I am doing well, sir. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for being with us. Just want to get your take. I know you probably, with bated breath, couldn't wait to watch the presidential candidate debate from the Republican end. Just what'd you think about what you saw, what you read, what you heard about?
Well, you know, I recorded it. I'm going to watch it over the weekend. I'm just finishing up all the final negotiations with the Senate on the intelligence authorization bill, so I did not get a chance to see it last night. We worked fairly late into the evening, so I hope to see it this weekend.
Let's talk about that bill.
Well, it is it's a great product. It's a bipartisan bill coming out of the House of Representatives. I know that doesn't happen much around here. I have something called pre-conference. I worked with Senator Feinstein, the chair of the Intelligence Committee in the Senate, and her Republican counterpart, Saxby Chambliss, who was the minority guy over there in the Intelligence Committee. And I think we've got a product that allows our intelligence community to grow in some areas that are important, like cybersecurity and others, and reins in and find some efficiencies. I figured everybody needed to step up to the plate, and so I think we've done it. I think it reflects a product that's going to be able to protect America and disrupt terrorism and do all the other things we have to do in the intelligence community to get information and protect the United States.
How do we protect the United States against cyber terrorism?
Well, we're not prepared as much as we should be. It is, I have to tell you, it's the number one growing threat, and it's not cyber terrorism is not necessarily the problem yet. Although they have expressed an interest in trying to learn it and use it to their political ends, but the biggest one is data at rest, which means data that you have on your computer that is incredibly valuable. It has an intellectual property value, and you're trying to hide it and secure it on your internet. That stuff is being stolen at a breathtaking pace by countries like China and Russia and other places who are using that information to give an economic disadvantage to the United States. So, I mean, that is the biggest ongoing threat today, and it's something that we're, I think, struggling with a little bit. I mean, the NSA is incredibly good. The National Security Agency is incredibly good. But we've also got to extend that out to the private sector and the dot-com people, if you will, in order to protect those networks as well.
Do we have proof that China and Russia are trying to steal information from the government or from companies inside the United States? And if we do have that proof, what should we do?
Well, getting this exact signatures is pretty difficult, but we know that both Russia and China, and there's other countries as well, and this will be a growing problem. More countries are coming online all the time, are using state resources through both intelligence and military commands to develop these programs. And we have I can say that with a high degree of confidence that they are engaged in it. Catching them at the time, catching them actually doing it, we're stepping up our game a little bit.
We had a cyber expert on the program a few weeks after you and I talked. I asked you if anyone was on the payroll for the U.S. government who might be doing the same, not only trying to find out who's trying to hack information from us, but are we trying to hack information from other countries? You said, no, we are not. We are not paying anyone to do that. And he disagreed with you. He believes that the U.S. government is involved in hacking. What's your take on that?
Well, if I said that no one was involved in trying to protect servers and information, that would be incorrect. I don't know what I was. I must have misspoke. But if you're asking us if we are hacking, that's a whole different ballgame, and it rises to a whole different set of legal issues. And so those are some of the challenges we're trying to work through. But when it comes to collecting information and trying to figure out who they are, clearly we're doing those things.
Yeah, that word hacking can be construed one way or another. Another question for you. Who is in control of Libya?
Well, the TNC, the Transitional National Council, is at least right now, seems to have some foothold on it. And They have been able to dispatch soldiers to certain areas to secure things and do those kinds of things. They've issued orders about no retribution violence, and that seems to be taking hold. So they have some hold on the government. But I think you and I talked before, Tony, the one thing keeping all of these groups together, all the ethnic groups, and there's lots of them, all the tribal groups, and there's lots of them, and all the political beliefs, lots of them, is the fact that Muammar Gaddafi is still alive, and they all unified together hate that guy. And so when he's gone, that's when this thing really gets challenging.
And two more questions for Congressman Mike Rogers. Number one, jobs. So we talk about that all the time. I get a lot of emails. Are we any closer to creating more jobs? What do you expect the president to say tonight in his efforts to try and create more jobs?
Well, I mean, some of the things he's leaked out, I don't know, a little bit concerning. He wants more spending on the infrastructure, which we tried to argue he should have done the first time he spent the money. Only 8% of that stimulus package made it to roads, which is unfortunate. So I don't know where we get the money for that. That's that problem. Then he talks about a very temporary program where you get a tax credit for hiring somebody for a very temporary period, and those just do not work. And so what we hope, I hope he comes out and wows us all and says, listen, we're going to, you know, he's had hundreds and hundreds of new regulations, $60 billion, a new cost on business, that he's going to say, enough of that. We're going to stop declaring war on American enterprise. We're not going to have any new regulation. We're going to put some certainty in your taxes. We're not going to be out raising your taxes. We're not going to pit one business against another. And let the $2 trillion that private companies are sitting on, which is just a staggering amount, back into the economy to get people employed. There's no way the government can come up with that kind of money, and we ought to let the small businesses, medium-sized businesses, even large businesses, get back in the business of hiring people, and that would be great. I hope that's what he does. I hope he wows me tonight. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right, and finally, there are more cuts coming to many congressional districts throughout the country as we try to trim the federal deficit. From your estimations, what should we brace ourselves for here in the state of Michigan? Where are we going to see cuts?
Well, I mean, you're going to see it pretty much everywhere. I mean, you're going to see transportation. The funds available will be a little less. You're going to see it in funding that goes to the universities. There's going to be a little bit less. I think you'll see a flat line on K-12 education. The federal government only spends about 7% of all K-12 budgets in the country, and that will probably flatline. So we're also trying to find efficiencies, Tony. So it's not just a cut. We're going to try to find efficiencies. And if we do this jobs package right with more revenue, and more revenue means more people working and they pay more taxes and spend more money that helps the Treasury, we can get our way out of this without deep, deep cuts. But we definitely are going to have some across the board. I don't think anything is not going to be impacted to some degree.
Congressman Mike Rogers live on the program. Thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me.